Yesterday morning, in his weekly newsletter, President Ramaphosa informed the country that government had officially launched a new public administration ethics, integrity and disciplinary technical assistance unit that would, amongst other things, capacitate government departments to institute disciplinary proceedings in cases of misconduct and refer cases of corruption in the public service to government's anti-corruption task team. In March this year, a response by the Department of Social Development to a question posed by the DA on the number of public servants that had applied for and received the SRD grant revealed that close to 40,000 public servants had applied for this grant, and a further 241 public servants had received the grant for the month of May 2020. Last week, another response by the Department of Social Development to a follow-up written question posed by the DA on the number of public servants who had applied for and received social grants other than the SRD grant revealed that over 170,000 public servants had applied for and received social grants at a staggering cost of 200 million rand paid during July 2021 to the South African taxpayer. Although the Democratic Alliance welcomes the launch of the unit, it calls on the President and the Minister of Public Service and Administration to ensure that public servants who unlawfully apply for and or receive social grants face the full wrath of the law and are charged and criminally prosecuted for these blatant acts of corruption and theft. It will take more than the establishment and the involvement of the unit in cases of corruption within the public service to completely rid the public service of corruption. Public servants applying for and or receiving social grants must, and I repeat, must be charged and prosecuted for corruption in an effort to rid the public service of corruption. In other words, public servants who unlawfully apply for and or receive a social grant must face the full wrath of the law. And until such a time as this happens, public servants will continue to get away with all manner of corrupt and unethical behavior.